Blog Talk Radio.
Then we just gonna talk them through this one. To all my soldiers in the streets, comrades behind that wall. The cold never transformed, nigga, you keep it tall. Though the law got a full court press, then you're resolved. What you expect from them cowards, we born guards. Battle scarred and war tested. We the perfectly imperfect, the most blessed. Most condemned with no pardons, but still marching. Execute the plan, no one man but a squadron. Grind sun up through the sand when skies darken. Serve that grade A plate and take the market. One eye shut, one lens upon a target. Your moves not your mouth dictate, just where your heart is. Hit them where they live, big bank over these beds. Freedom is power, my people, it's time to rid a mind of these demons who we all even. Take what's left of this life and give it new meaning. See, I just wanna build with my brothers, my brothers. I just wanna rise with my kings, my kings. I just wanna move with my soldiers. I just wanna shine with my kings like.
Divided we fall, united we stand. Never switch up, standing in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother, we look out for each other. From a king to a king.
Under the all I seen, we still breathing. Guess we here for some real reason. New generation of guards that's just made it out the fog. Training pack, chromes and four calls. We hustle hard, that farewell to the yards. Incorporated a squad. Tatted minus the eight, we got reminders of them walls. Crime scenes minus the clues, won't preserve my freedom. Snakes setting their skin front like I need them. Knowing I only tried to lead them, only tried to feed them. Teach them how they feed they cells for the beast. Eat them, swallow them whole. In return, got a cold shoulder. Undeterred, these soldiers brawl, carry big boulders. Mama love, you left this world with a true soldier. With a mission to complete, this is not over. Listen, you left the world with a real soldier. With a mission to complete, this is not over.
Glory. Divided we fall, united we stand. Never switch up, standing in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother, we look out for each other. From a king to a king.
I just wanna rise with my kings. I just wanna move with my soldiers. I just wanna shine with my kings like.
Divided we fall, united we stand. Never switch up, standing in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother, we look out for each other. From a king to a king.
Super faded, drop top, super ventilated. We a lady, got it insulated, not a minute later. Money generated, kinda renovated, and damn. Chains on the chest like the defibrillators. Demonstrated, we the innovators, you the emulators. Fucking imitators, simulators, get eliminated. Be disseminated, super criminated. We authenticated up in this booth, yeah. And you feel like truth, eh? And your body looking good if I do say. I can look at all day with some douce, eh? Let me take my shot, let me shoot, eh? We can take some shots, get loose. Get in that crew, we can lose that roof. Show true hot, you can lose that too. Hands on your body, I could be your masseuse. Damn. And you know that I'm feeling you. I be all in my feelings when I'm feeling you. Say your ex never loved you, he pretended to. Let me take that job where the interview. Tell me what you're thinking lately. Mind be racing, losing patience, isolation, contemplation. Broke niggas won't talk to you. Gotta find you a nigga worth conversation, huh? Understand. play. Need a real man to start for the way. Living two cities, got multiple estates. If you're tired of a city, we can go and switch states. Tell me what it's gonna be. Never saw love, how much you wanna see? Want real love, how much you want me? Feeling trapped for the night, wanna go and break free?
Baby, I was hoping you could save me. I just wanna see you tonight, tonight, tonight.
That you love, mama, come and get with me. For a little while, we can be the couple of the century. Kinda feeling like we was meant to be. Don't know what the suspense will be, especially if we hit the dispensary. What? Coming out with a good grade. Biscotti, your finger body, gelato. I know that you want some lemonade. We can smoke it over a discussion of money, cause I be one of them niggas that be helping to get women paid. I be the one in demand, now she be making bands. Look at the way that she dance, coming out of them pants. I'm in a fantasy when I be looking at her with a beautiful image of what it could be when I'm with her, when I'm in a Bentley and we be holding hands. On a heck of a mission, I got a method to get with her. When I hit her, I know it's extracurricular. Make her the CEO type, just when you thought she was nice. I'ma be the one to put the animal into my
baby. I was hoping you can save me. I just wanna see you tonight, tonight, tonight.
Where this goes, where this goes. Yo, 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 welcome everybody to No Fighting Illini Monday. It's your favorite host with the Butter Toast Radio, Rel, here on OG Radio. What's cracking, y'all? I feel like it's been a minute, you know? I feel like it's been a while since I spoke to y'all, you know? These college games, these fucking college games, they crazy, yo. Like, I know for a fact, majority, 15% of people of the brackets picked Illinois to win. And they have fucking lost. 15.2% chose Illinois to win. And they fucking lost to Loyola. Nobody had Loyola going to pass the first fucking round, G. It makes me angry because I had Illinois going all the way, yo. And they ended up losing. And it sucks because it fucked up my fucking bracket. It is crazy. But I also had them going against, who the fuck did I have? I don't even remember, y'all. I gotta look it up. But whatever the case, there's been a lot of upset throughout the entire college bracket, man. And it's crazy, yo, the first upset was a major upset. Second upset, major upset. See, like right now, y'all, right now. I was in first place for the longest. And because of all the upsets and you know, all the damn, yeah, basically all the upsets, I have been bumped all the way down to number five. All the way down to number five. But, you know, whatever. Fuck it, you know. I don't care. It's cool. You know, I can't win everything. You know, I won the Super Bowl. I won the NBA Finals. I can't win everything. But let's get to these college games. All right, I'm going to start with Illinois. I have no idea. No idea at all what the fuck went on with Illinois. I felt like after the first round, I felt like they partied too hard or something. I have no idea. No idea at all what happened. When they ended up playing Loyola, it was like they partied the night before or something. I really have no idea. They was just non-existent. You know what I'm saying? They just was nowhere to be found. I'm just like, what the hell? No, I don't understand. I don't know. I have no idea what they're having. I picked in the beginning, right? The very first upset that I was trying to choose was Virginia Tech over Florida. And it was close. It went to overtime. Florida pulled it out. Cool. You know, it was fine. And then one of the biggest upsets was at the beginning was Ohio State. They got bumped off. It was like, what the fuck? But it was like, ah, okay, you know, that was expected. Then Tennessee got upset. Carolina got upset. You know, then Purdue got upset. What was another major upset? Let me think. Connecticut lost. You know, it's like, what the fuck? It's been a crazy this year has been the year of the most upsets that I've seen in college basketball history, man. It's just like, what the hell? BYU lost to UCLA. And I'm like, but why? Then Texas lost by one? Like, no. No, why? This shit, it disappoints me, man. All the major teams. Oregon beat the shit out of Iowa. by 15 is like, yo, how did y'all lose? Y'all have the biggest men. Y'all have NBA size men on the fucking team, and you lost. And it wasn't a little loss. It was a big ass loss. That's an embarrassing loss. Just like Illinois losing to Loyola was a big ass fucking loss. Loyola. I'm still upset about that. And then with Iowa losing, I know for a fact 77% of the people who did the brackets this year chose Iowa to at least make it to the final or Sweet 16. Crazy. But I am disappointed in Illinois by a long, 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 long. I'm disappointed. Them boys stopped balling. I don't know what the fuck happened. They just, you know what they look like? They had looked like a fucking eighth grade team. That's the hell they look like. They look like there's an eighth grade team out there playing against the NBA, NBA players and shit. It was sad. Sad day in history, man. Sad day in fucking history to lose like that. To lose to Loyola of all teams. Not saying that Loyola was bad because, you know, they had that one year where it looked like they could have went all the way. But, you know, but for you to be the number one seed and get knocked off like that? Crazy, man. I don't understand. I felt like I needed to put on my damn hooping shoes and take my ass out there and suit up for the line now, because they ass was like some damn, it looked like the Looney Tunes versus the Monstars when the Monstars got all big and shit. That's the hell that shit had looked like. Crazy. But I am going to play a couple tracks for us. And I'm going to get back to these college games. I'm going to talk about the games that was played earlier today, and I'm going to talk about my bracket. I'm going to tell y'all that, well, I clearly lost. I'm out. I'm in fifth, and I can only score up to 980s. I'm done. You know, I lost my shit. But we'll get to that. But this track right here is one of my favorites. It's by Public Announcement. Chicago's very own Body Bumper remix with Lil Boosie. Here on OG Radio, it's your boy Radio Man.
Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gonna be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gonna be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body, work your body, work your body,
body bumping,
work your body. And I'ma work your body, work your body, work your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And I've been waiting all night to get next to you. Say she living with a man, so I'm hoping for a one night stand. And I've been thinking about this moment, know you thought about this moment too. So I'ma grip up on that ass like some plies. So baby, please excuse my hand. And we can meet up in the hotel lobby. We can get the party started. And we can keep it on the down low, shawty. We ain't gotta tell nobody. And I'ma work your body. Hands all over your body. And I'ma kiss all over your body. Every single inch of your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gonna be somebody bumping going on. Somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gonna be somebody bumping going on. Somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body. Work your body, work your body.
Body bumping.
And work your body, body, work your body.
Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you.
On deliver some money for you beefing with when you get all of us. No pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We don't get no fuck. We don't get no fuck. Ain't no pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We hungry and counting the money, yeah. We counting the best, keep our tummy tuck. She cuffing her nigga, he wanna fuck. No cash on deliver some money for you beefing with when you get all of us. No pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We don't get no fuck. We don't get no fuck. Ain't no pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. You beefing with when you get all of us. She said it ain't fair, we don't get no fuck. You tough on that act like you really cut. You talking too much, but we really clutch. Got bro in the cut with the semi-tuck. She came with a nigga, hit goofy fuss. They callin' for peace, ain't no truce with us. Couple bands on her head, you know money fuss. They hiding in shots in the block again. Check the scope, cause they know that we up again. Bro tried to hit his head, but he ducked again. I'm blessed with the aim, cause I hit his man. I know that they lonely took all they friends. So it's safe to say that we crashed out again. We crashed out again, we crashed out again. Damn, we crashed out again. They talking too much, turn our bully up. When we come around, them hoes shutting up. They cap for that act like they really tough. They ain't come with no heart, them hoes scared of us. We duck in the feds, you know safety first. But we was raised up to stay dangerous. So it's cancel of bitches, they play with us. A Glock with a dick, it's a beam for us. We hungry and counting the money up. We counting our best, keep our tummy tucked. She cuffing her nigga, he wanna fuck. No cash on deliver, send money fuss. You beefing with when you get all of us. No pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We don't get no fuck, we don't get no fuck. Ain't no pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We hungry and counting the money up. We counting our best, keep our tummy tucked. She cuffing her nigga, he wanna fuck. No cash on deliver, send money fuss. You beefing with when you get all of us. No pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We don't get no fuck, we don't get no fuck. Ain't no pressure at all, we don't get no fuck.
The God Box. Huh.
Bitch, you talk about the wrong shit. I'm tryna master this grown shit. You won't so leave me alone shit, so I'm lit, so you on your own, bitch. Give him a phone and you carry it. I'm a boss bitch, so I bury it. We don't get along and say period, bitches say we in the stuck on they period. Crying, I'm laughing so serious, being here, bitches delirious. Bitches can't do what I do. I wear six on my shoes, that's to say y'all Betty Boo. Hey, I'm a queen and a Jew. Niggas be stupid, hoes gon' do what they do. I pull up grinning at who? I'm getting money like you. I'm hitting notes like I'm Drew. Jack said you needed a Jill, plus I hide in the heel. I see I needed a wheel. I play with Tommy, I needed a thrill. None of you bitches is real, so sick, so put it in icy. Bitches be mad cause I'm icy. When y'all your niggas all icy. When I order, I'm grabbing the ice. But when I'm blue, I'm screaming, I'm biting. Pick a chew when I'm rolling a dice. Strike a seven, I'm rolling like ice. Be the bitch, I'm a star on my life. How swear I'll be trending the night. I'm quick with the left and the right. Make the bitch when I say it's on sight. No fraud, get busy tonight. Really bitch, got they ass open. Niggas chasing cause my ass poking. Bitches hating on the scale token. Niggas scared of that mad potion. Super saiyan and I'm super soaking. Lemon line like I'm Jack Owens. Hit his line cause I'm outspoken. You been mad, get your man knowing. Knowing that a grip, I'm a six this year. Had to be a boss, I'm in this year. Had to be a cost, I'm a quick fourth year. Know to tell it all in his friends is near. Bitches been fake, ain't shit sincere. Had to say it loud just to make it clear. Niggas been fake, so bitch beware. Niggas been fake, so bitch beware. Sleep on me, then you been losing. Move, bitch, you better move in. Don't copy my drip, bitch, I'm moving. With a drip on the ice in my shoes in. I've been going so bad, I've been nudin'. I've been feeling so bad, I say booling. I ain't coming outside, niggas rude in. I ain't coming outside, bitch, you rude in.
Switch up on my brother, and I can't switch up on my brother, and I can't switch up on my brother, put that on my mama, we tryna chase some dollars, and I can't switch up on my brother, and I can't switch up on my brother, and I can't switch up on my brother. daughters. Put that on my mama, we tryna chase some dollars. And I can't switch up on my brothers. And I can't switch up on my brothers. And I can't switch up on my brothers. Put that on my mama, we tryna chase some dollars. Say one thing that you know about me. Lame niggas wanna hate on me. Fake bitches wanna play on me. I told you bitches to wait on me. When I make it out, don't claim on me. Yeah, yeah, when I make it out, don't claim on me. See, I got love for my city, but it's hate up in my heart. Cause these niggas, they be claiming something that they really aren't. See, I seen niggas die, and I feel for real. I seen a lot of niggas die, and my face for real. So I started popping pills, seen a lot of niggas hit them drills. A lot of niggas say about it when they fake for real. Yeah, and we know that they fake for real. A lot of niggas claiming they my brothers when they snake for real, yeah. And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brother. With that on my mama, we tryna chase some dollars. And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brother. With that on my mama, we tryna chase some dollars. And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brother. And I can't switch up on my brother. Put that on my mama, we tryna chase some dollars.
Yo, it's your boy Radio Rail back here on No Fight in the Illini Monday. That's what the fuck the title is. No Fight in the Illini Monday. So, I'm going to get into my bracket. The first round of 64, 97-98% of my picks were correct. 97-98%. I'm going to say it again. 97-98% of my picks were all correct. And on top of that, I was winning because of, again, 97-98%. Was correct. So I'm gonna tell y'all a few of my picks because I was fucking dope, y'all. I was dope. So out the gate, of course, I had Gonzaga winning, beating Norfolk State, had Oklahoma beat Missouri, Creighton, Ohio, USC, Kansas, Oregon, Iowa, Michigan, LSU, Colorado, Florida State. I had BYU, but they lost. I had Bill Christian. I had UConn, but they got upset. Maryland beat them. Alabama, Baylor. Had North Carolina, but they lost. I had Winthrop, but they lost. I had Purdue, but they lost. Then I had Texas Tech, Arkansas, Virginia Tech lost, Ohio State lost. Then I had Illinois. I had Loyola. Oklahoma State, Syracuse, West Virginia, Rutgers, Houston, and then I had Tennessee winning, but they lost. So, majority of that first 64 rounds, I was killing. Fucking straight murder. And I'm like, ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Fucking just murdering motherfuckers. Right? But then, when we get to the fucking round of 32, that's when all of the fucking upsets happened. All the upsets. Ohio lost to Creighton. Iowa lost to Oregon. LSU lost to, well, that's expected. LSU lose to Michigan was expected. You know what I'm saying? UCLA beat the hell out of Bill Christian. Wisconsin lost to Baylor. Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Let's backtrack. Stuff somewhere. No, I didn't. But, yeah, okay, let's backtrack. Ohio lost to Creighton. That wasn't an upset, but I was upset because I had Ohio winning. Iowa lost. That was a fucking huge upset. Oklahoma State lost. That was an upset. West Virginia lost. That was a fucking upset. And then again, Loyola beating Illinois was a huge fucking upset. Oral Roberts beating everybody was a fucking upset. You know, so for my bracket, it got lost. It got lost during the course of today and yesterday. That's when all my shit got lost. This is why I don't like doing the college brackets, because it pisses me off sometimes. Because you go, you know, you get so geeked up thinking, you know, you're about to win something, because what you do is pretty much you either do your research or just do it by luck, or you look at statistics, or whatever the case it may be, you know what I'm saying? You think you got it. You think you're about to win it, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, you get upset. You get thrown off because, you know, you get that shit. You get upset. And you then, it's just too much. This is why I fucking hate doing college brackets, man. Like, it never works out for me. It never works out. Too many college teams for me. It never fucking worked out. Those fucking upsets will kill me, man. I'm just sitting here like, what the fuck? That much money, you know what I'm saying, was into this type of shit. This type of shit people go crazy over. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? But college is one of those things, every once in a while, you know, I'll do it, but after this year, I ain't doing it no more, man. This is the most upsetted bracket in college history. I've never seen so many upsets in my entire life. And yeah, fuck it. Fuck college. Fuck basketball. I don't want to talk about college basketball no more. I want to get into what the fuck the Bears and Bulls got going. Let's start with the Bears. Well, I'm not going to start with the Andy Dalton thing, because that is, we talked about that last week. What I'm going to get into is after Andy Dalton. So the after parts is, we got him. The Bears said that he's going to be the starting QB. Cool. Now, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, because he's not bad. You know what I'm saying? He's not horrible. Done horrible. We've seen horrible. You know what I'm saying? We've had horrible fucking quarterbacks before. But some of the offseason moves was what? Fucking, let's see. I'm trying to think of the offseason move. I can't think right now. We got rid of Kyle Fuller. I don't really, let's see, with Kyle Fuller, I'm not really upset that they got rid of Kyle Fuller. You know what I'm saying? Because they could have reconstructed his contract, but I'm not really too upset about it. In return, we end up getting Desmond Trufant. You know, to me, they're one and the same. But, you know, we got rid of him. All the Bears fans was like, yo, what the fuck? Why the fuck did we get rid of him? That was stupid on their part. But if you think about it, yeah, as good of a player as Kyle Fuller is, at the same time, he's bad at the same time. the man gets burnt after 15 yards. You know what I'm saying? After those 15 yards, the man gets burnt every fucking time. You know, he can't fucking keep up with fast receivers. Not saying that Desmond Trufant is that fast, but he's a little more, he's a tad bit more better, even though they're only a year apart. Trufant is 30, Kalfo is 29, but I think overall, Trufant is a little better overall than Fuller. But everybody was tripping over that at first, but then, you know, we got Trufant. Then everybody got upset at the fact that the Bears gave permission. They didn't trade or nothing. They gave permission that if he wanted to get traded, he'd get traded. But it's only permission. It ain't like they actually went ahead and fucking did it. But everybody's in a fucking uproar about it, and it ain't like they're saying we're going to trade you. They're just saying that, hey, if you want to get traded, if you want to get traded, we'll give you permission so we can get it, you know, get it going. But everybody was like, yo, what the fuck? But it's like, what are you tripping for? Why are you tripping? Stop. All they did was, we'll give you permission if you want to get traded. That's all. They didn't say we're trading you, you know. Now, they may have tried to use him in the Russell Wilson trade. Don't really 100% know, you know what I'm saying. But Bears fans, never give people a chance. And I'll get into that in a minute. But the whole offseason thing, you know, it's been up and down. You know, I don't understand why they're not re-signing Cordarrelle Patterson. They need to, but I haven't seen anything. I hope they're not hoping and wishing that that Tyreek Cohen is the fucking special teams player, because he's not. I mean, he's great. I mean, I ain't gonna say great. He's good. He's okay at what he do, but Cordarrelle Patterson is that difference maker, because he can play every fucking position. And right now, they're not talking about re-signing him, which is crazy. Like, I don't understand what they got under this suite. They definitely need to re-sign him, because that's your man. That's your guy right there. You know what I'm saying? What else? What else have they been doing? The Allen Robinson signs the franchise tag, which is fine. You know, I'm not. That's cool. I figured you got rid of him so that way Allen could, you know, so he can sign. You know, I'm not really upset about that. Trubisky goes to the Bills. Good look, you know, for him. I believe he get a lot of experience from Josh Allen. But to be perfectly honest, I don't think I would have got rid of Mitch. I honestly would have signed him one more year. You see the type of production that he had the second time around when he got back to the starting position after being benched. I feel like Bears do what they always do. Oh, we get a quarterback, he sucks. Let's get rid of him. He's only been with us, what, 3-4 years? First year, rookie year, he didn't start. Why? Because we had whoever the fuck we had. Mike Glennon, I guess, if I believe. We had Mike Glennon for the most part for the first few games. Then you throw in Mitch. Second year, was a good year for him. You know what I'm saying? It was a decent year. The Bears, you know, was making a lot of noise. Then we get Foles, bitch ass, and you know, it just goes to shit. But he understood that he couldn't read defenses and all this other shit, right? And it was Nagy's fault. Nagy didn't want to coach that boy. You know what I'm saying? Which is really fucked up if you ask me. Nagy's to blame for Trubisky's downfall. We don't really give quarterbacks a chance in Chicago, even though we actually legit had some sucky-ass quarterbacks. But, you know, Mitch was one of those, like, the game that he threw 6 touchdowns. Yeah, I understood it was against, whatever the fuck it was against, it was a bad team, but still, for him to go out there and set off a record like that, it's crazy. The Bears just picked up a lineman, which I'm pleased about. They picked him up from, I want to say, the Cardinals. That's good. I feel like that move right there will help out Hicks and Khalil Mack, because they most definitely need the help, all the help they can get on the defensive line, defense-wise on that line. I feel like they got more up their sleeve. I just don't know what. And them wanting to trade Foles back to the Eagles, we need to get rid of Foles. And if we decide to make that trade so that way we get the sixth round for the sixth pick, I'm all for it. So I believe what they're going to do, I believe they're going to go ahead and draft a quarterback, which I'm 100%, completely 100% honest, fine with, that you sign Andy Dalton to this one deal, you get this rookie quarterback, if you see how Andy Dalton goes, and if it ain't right, you go ahead and put the rookie in. I feel like that's okay. And what sucks is, though, that it's Nagy's last year. We don't know what the fuck he want to do. Because clearly, he didn't have Mitch in his system. So for whatever system he's running, I don't think it's going to work for Andy Dalton either. You know? And, you know, a rookie, whatever quarterback they draft, you could form him into whatever the fuck you want to form him. But I don't know what the hell the Bears are doing. But I hope it's going to work out. I'm going to be optimistic on Andy Dalton being our fucking quarterback. But, you know, we'll see. We will see how it fucking goes. And, you know, just hope and pray for the better. Just pray. Just fucking pray for our lovely Bears, because, I don't know. Now, let's jump into the Bulls. The Bulls are, I'm not going to say in a position to make the playoffs, but they kind of can, the way that the lower-tier East has been playing and their record. So there's been a lot of different rumors about trade. The very first one I ever heard was marketing Wendell for Carl Anthony Towns. Don't know where that really went, but that was out the window. Then I heard that they wanted Lonzo Ball. I'm going to be completely honest. I don't know what the fuck they see in Lonzo Ball for them to want him. Is he a playmaker? Yes. Is he a great passer? Yes. But he doesn't score. We do need that true point guard to dish out the ball to help, you know, help us score. But we also need a point guard to fucking score. Now, if we get Lonzo, I don't really know who the fuck we're giving up. But it's been talked that we might get rid of Kobe White. I don't understand, why would you give up a player who has proved himself to be a decent scorer on the fucking team, the second scorer on the team. You know what I'm saying? He's the second option. Now, is he's not a true point guard, I guess, if you will, as many would say. But to me, this day and age, most of the point guards are score first, pass second point guards. So I don't know how that goes. Then I heard they had an interest in D'Angelo Russell. I don't know the talks from that. Then I heard that they were pursuing Russell Westbrook. And they would give up Wendell Carter and Coby White for Russell Westbrook. I don't know about that, because it seems like wherever the fuck Russ go, it doesn't work out. That's what the fuck I've legit been seeing so far, is wherever the fuck he goes, it never works out. So, do I love Russell Westbrook? Yes. But do I think he's... you know what, let me not say that, because Billy Donovan is the coach, and he plays for Billy Donovan, it works. So maybe it'll work with him and Zach, and, you know, you get rid of Wendell, because Wendell's injury-prone, and, you know, he's not a true fucking big man, if you ask me. I truly would try and get rid of Markkanen. Markkanen needs to fucking go. Like, I am done. I'm at my wit's end with Lauri Markkanen. He got to go, in my opinion. Chicago sports teams is just, I don't know, man. We have a love-hate relationship all the time with them. I feel like sometimes they need to listen to fans, you know, but I don't know, man. I don't know what the fuck is going on with our Chicago sports team, man. I love them. I hate them. I hate them. I love them. You know, that's all I can say about them. But I'm going to need for something to happen between the Bulls and Bears, because it's been too long since we've been to the Super Bowl. It's been too long since we went to the finals. We need some excitement in Chicago besides hockey and fucking baseball. You know, Sox and Cubs both gave us each excitement last season during the COVID season. I hope that the Sox can bring me much as excitement as the Cubs do the North Side. So I really hope to see the Sox do well. I'm not a Cubs fan, but I do cheer them on because I'm a Chicago fan, but I'm more so of a Sox person. LeBron James got injured, right? Ankle injury. I'm be 100% honest. For all those who's listening, I'm going to say it. That damn injury, I saw it. He's fine. I'm going to tell you that. That boy, he's fake. Shit like that hurts. I've hit my shit like that before. But that boy's fine. The way he walked off, the way he got up and walked off and everything, that man is fine. Like, real shit. Ain't nothing wrong with that boy. I'm going to be 100% fucking honest, man. But for some reason, you know, I don't know, man. Sport, the more older I get, the more I see sports as more politics. You know what I'm saying? And I see that clearly since we're doing sports betting and shit heavily now, I see a lot of flaws in the sports system. I see gangs being literally thrown. I see certain stuff happening. It's like a lot of people are pawns. You know what I'm saying? I believe LeBron James is fucking fine. He's just a big fucking baby. He never really had a major injury throughout his entire career. But whatever. I'm sad to see LaMelo with a wrist fracture. So he's going to miss the rest of the season with the left wrist fracture. I hate that to see it happen. He was perhaps the most dominant rookie we've seen in quite some time. He was definitely in the top race for Rookie of the Year. But, you know, shit happens. With that being said, y'all, that concludes No Fighting Illini Monday. I appreciate all who listens and tunes in every week. Catch me here tomorrow, me and B-Trey. Good night, everybody. Love you all. I'm going to play this out to the mattress with Fly. So it's your favorite host of the Butter Toast Radio Rail, and I'm out. Good night.
They hit my phone late, telling me that I should slide like home plate. I just wanna cuddle, boo, make you bust a nut or two. I told her that it's cool when I text her OMW. I hopped out the bed and get ready to go. She know what's going down soon as I walk through the door. 90-94 to Lakeshore Drive, now I'm coasting. Catching vibes, playing that juvie, that slow motion. I like it like that, fantasizing how I'm about to go and break La Mama back. I call her up and ask, you want some food when I fly? She say, I'ma eat that dick, text me when you outside. Oh, Lord. Hey, she get me excited, how I'm about to give it to her. I could probably get indicted. I hope she on my level. And then I walk in, she look just like an angel, about to dance with the devil. It's on.
Shawty in my lineup, like what you on tonight, oh yeah. Said what you got in mind, yeah. Then she told me to slide.
And I just grab her by her neck and push her up against the wall. I kiss her and I look into her eyes, then that pussy turn into Niagara Falls. Once I do that, ain't no stopping him. Then I eat it till she shake like she got Parkinson's. But she a beast with the top. La mama swallow that cock and I be shaking like Michael J. Fox for real. R. Kelly playing ignition.
It was.
Tear down them walls, demolition.
What up?
Have her screaming submission. Long strokes make her feel his dick in her gut. Intuition. Toss her and flip her different positions.
Okay.
No, ain't no break, ain't no intermission.
Okay.
I'm truly gifted. Then she hit her knees when I bust.
What?
And she saw that come like a premonition. Give her the business.
Shawty in my life.